Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Kuf Aleph in Meseches Yevamos. This is the 902nd daf in Shas. Our daf is going to pick up discussing a suffek, an individual who we're not sure who his father is, and the halachos that emanate from that. And Daf Kuf Aleph in Yevamos begins Perek Mitzvahs Chalitza. We will discuss the requirement of 3 dayonim for Chalitza, and that will cause the Gemara to analyze Beis Din in general and the amount of Dayanim that are required for Beis Din. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss other requirements of Beis Din, Machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether Miun has to be done in front of Beis Din. We'll also discuss Smichas Kenim, Egla Rufa, based on the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Then the Gemara will describe the phenomenon in which Rav Huna did Chalitza in front of 5 people, and the analysis of that will wrap up the daf. So let's Bezer Hashem begin. We get an easier daf than what we've had in the past, although a very important daf. Let's begin top line. Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. Tana Rabban Hika Zeh V'Chazer V'Hika Zeh. The Shaila that we're talking about relates to the phenomenon described in our Mishnah, and that is a case of where a woman whose husband dies gets married within 3 months of the husband's death, violating the Din D'Rabbanan of Hamtana that she needs to wait, and now she gets pregnant very quickly afterwards, but we're not sure if she's pregnant from the first husband or the second husband. Then the child has a suffix of who his father is. What happens if he hits both of them? If he hits one of them, so then in such a case it's a suffix. And the Issa D'Araisa of Makeh Aviv, that's Chayiv by Misa, would only apply to Avadai Aviv. However, what about Hikazeh V'Chazim Hikazeh? He hits both of the potential fathers. So now he definitely hit his father. Or Kilel Zeh V'Chazim Kilel Alzeh, Shneim Bebas Achas. Or Zeh Kilel Shneim Bebas Achas, Hikah Shneim Bebas Achas, Chayiv. Whether it's Zeh Achar Zeh or whether it's simultaneously, you're going to be chayiv. Rashi says, how can you hit 2 men simultaneously? He's got a long stick, and he's able to hit 2 men. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Bebas Achas Chayiv Zeh Achar Zeh Potter. If it's one after the other, then it's going to be Potter. Rashi explains, this is an important sugya makas on Daf Tesa Tezayin Amar Aleph. Bezeh Achar Zeh Potter says, Rashi Dikush De'asros. There were 2 independent warnings. In other words, in order for someone to be chayiv misa, he needs a hasra. Over here, v'kol chada v'chada, says Rashi in the first narrow line. Oh, we got a cold coming here over here. Excuse me. V'kol chada v'chada have hasra safek. And every one of them is hasra safek. Ulatanakam hasra safek shma hasra. Avar. The Tanakhama says it's okay that you gave Asra Safik, while Rabbi Yehuda says it's problematic, and therefore you're not going to be chayiv. Asks the Gemara, is that what Rabbi Yehuda holds? Vatanya Rabbi Yehuda Amar Potur Bibasachas. Rabbi Yehuda says that your Potur. So it seems that the issue is not an issue of Asra Safik, but rather for some reason that the Gemara is going to spell out, and that is that even if one hits the 2 fathers Bibasachas, you're still going to be Potur. And the Gemara explains that there are 2 opinions within Rabbi Yehuda, whether it's a din in hasra safek, and then it'll only be bezachas that Rabbi Yehuda would say that it's potter, or Rabbi Yehuda says even basachas. My time in demand the potter, Amr Rabbi Chanina, nemar bracha lemata v'nemar bracha lemala. Their pasuk mentions prohibition of cursing one's father. Here Chazal speak with a euphemism using the word bracha, and it says it in 2 places. Mala mala she'en bo shutvis, just like when it comes to a case of someone who curses Hashem. In other words, there's klala in 2 places. I said cursing one's father. One is one's biological father, and the other is one's father in heaven. So there, when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's only one. Ki kalel elokav. And that's, of course, only one. Hashem echad. Mala mala shem bo shutfis aflamata shem bo shutfis viskish akola klala. And there is an equation between the Yisra Akka and the Yisra Akklala. Rashi explains that's because in Parshas Mishpatim they're right next to each other. We also learned in our Mishnah this person who has a suffix who his father is, but both of his fathers are potential fathers are Kohanim. The Mishnah told us va'ola b'mishbaro shel zeh v'shel zeh ve'ino cholek, that he could do the avoda with the Bnei HaMishmar. However, he doesn't take the Oireis HaKodshim, because each one could say, how do we know that you're part of our Mishmar, who's now entitled to take the Oros? And the Mishnah also concluded on Kuf Amud Beis, V'mayushneim in Mishmar Echad, Noto Chelek Echad. Then he'd be able to take a Chelek HaKodshim. Asks the Gemara, V'chimei Achar De'ein Echolek, Lama Ola. What does it mean that he goes up? At the Vai Kachim, what does it mean that he goes up? The Gemara asks, well, we've already answered that. Lama Ola? What does it mean? What does it mean that he could go up if he doesn't get the Oros? Not everything is food. Not everything is hides. Ha'amar bo'ina dinabim mitzvah. We already know that he wants to do the mitzvah. He wants to do the mitzvah of Avodas HaKohen, Vodas HaKodshim. So what exactly is our question? Lama Ola. Ela ola lo ketani, ela ole bal karcho. What we're saying is not that he could go up if he wants. Yes, he could go up. Ela ole, that even if he doesn't want to go and do the avoda, partly because he doesn't get the hides, so then in such a case, you would force him even bal karcha. Amar avacha bar chanina, amar bayam, amar biyosi, amar biyochman, mishum pegam mishpacha. The reason that we would force him is, if not, then people will say, oh, it's because of this family where his potential father is from that has a pegam. Or that family, people start pointing fingers. So for that reason, he needs to go do the avoda with Echov HaKohanim. We also had learned in our Mishnah, if they're both the fathers of the Shtei Mishmar, so then in such a case, then he does collect the hide. Ask the Gemara, Maisha Shtei Mishmar is delo. What's the reason that he can't collect if both of the potential fathers are from different families? Dazul Mishmaro Matchile, Vazal Mishmaro Matchile. Each one's going to say, you're not our brother. Mishmar Echanami. But in the same Mishmar as well, there are different Bate Av in every Mishmar that divide the hides. Rashi gives us a nice summary of how the Mishmaros of the Kohanim work. Three lines from the end of the parak, called Mishmar Choluk Lishisha Bate Av. So each Mishmar of the 24 Mishmaros of the Kohanim are divided into six categories of families. We call Echad Oved Es Yoimai. And each one does one day of the week. So each one could say, you're not part of my base Av. Now, Amr asks the Gemara, "Azal lehi beis av matchilei." Amr of Papa, "Hachi kamer mishneim mishmar echad u beis av echad notol chelik echad." You're right. Each beis av could push him off, something akin v'amevin yovin tamotz mechaver al varaya. But if he's part of the same beis av, then in such a case, if both fathers are part of that beis av, then they can't push him off. Hadran alach noisen al nusa beis Hashem. We now begin perek mitzvahs chalitza. Beautiful perek, fascinating perek. Maybe we'll even try to get into some of the halachos from the daily daf. Mitzvahs chalitza b'shleisha dayonim. The mitzvah chalitza is to do with three judges, v'afilu shloshtan hedyotos. And even if them are hedyotos, Rashi learns, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that they don't have smicha, which was ish mi pi ish ad Moshe Rabbeinu, that a Rebbe chose his two most special talmidim and transferred on the tradition through them. Our smicha today is not that. Whether it's a farce or not, that depends on the institution and what the people are learning. Chalitza b'mina, if the person did chalitza with a shoe, chalitza sakshera, then in such a case, then the chalitza is kasher. Of course, we know the psukim that emphasize the role of shoe and many other things in chalitza. Let's read those psukim now. Perichov, hey, psukim zayin through yud. Vim lo yachpo tzeishel kachas as yivimto. If a man doesn't want to take the woman as a yavama, his brother's wife that passed away, and the brother passed away without children. Va also yivimta ashar el azakenim. Va amra me'ein yivami lahakim laachiv shem b'Yisrael. Lo ava yabmi. V'kar lo ziknei yirasa. The woman says, this man doesn't want to do yibum with me. Dibruei love. V'amad v'amar lo chafatz l'kachta. The yavam confirms that. And his shoe is taken off his foot. We're going to discuss every single one of these processes in our parak. The yarka befanav, and then she spits in front of him. Our parak will be occupied with which one of these things are ma'akev, not ma'akev, and the requirement. The first discussion that we have in our Mishnah is what happens if what's used is a shoe. Rashi explains, like a shoe with leather like ours. The chalitza is kosher. What is our Mishnah bringing out? Explains Rashi that later on, Kuf Beis Amin Alf, we're going to talk about the Iker Chalitza is with a sandal, and that is a tougher leather than what we have, and therefore the Mishnah needs to tell us that B'dieved, it's going to be kosher. However, Bampalia, if it's made out of cloth, Chalitza so possible. Then the Chalitza is possible. Sandal Sheesh La'akev, if it is a sandal that has a heel, possible. Then it's going to be possible. Again, I might have skipped the word over here. Besandal sheish la'akev, if it's a sandal that has a heel, kosher, v'she'en la'akev, possible. But if it does not have the back of the shoe, then it is going to be possible, even b'di'eved, because we learn from the pasuk v'chol tzanalo, that needs to be nal ha'ro'uilo. And part of that is that needs protection on the back of the shoe. What if the Yavam is missing a part of his leg? Mina Arkuva Lamata, continues the Mishnah, from his knee and below, Chalitza Kshera. If a shoe could be put on the stump, the Chalitza would be kosher. However, Mina Arkuva Lamala Chalitza Psula. Above that, then, the Chalitza is possible. Whereas Chalitza cannot be done with such a person. Cholza Besandal Shein Shelo. What happens if the sandal does not belong to him? O Besandal Shelates, or it's wood. O Beshel Smol. Biyamin. Where the left shoe is put on his right foot, chalitza kshera. Then the chalitza is going to be kosher. Cholza bigodol, shuyachol alochbo. If chalitza is done with a shoe that is large, but he's able to walk in. O bekatun shu chofes rov raglo. Or it's small, but it still covers the majority of his leg. Chalitza kshera, the chalitza is kosher. So obviously our mission has had many halachos in regards to the shoe. Our daf, though, is going to analyze the reisha, and that's a requirement of dayanim for chalitza. Says the Gemara, "Umeachad afilu shlosha hedyotos dayanim." Lamali, if our Mishnah says that shlosha hedyotos are acceptable, people who don't have smicha, then why does our Mishnah use the term dayanim? Umeachad afilu shlosha hedyotos dayanim lamali. Why does it say that you need judges? Answers the Gemara, "Hakamashal and dibeinam bishlosha sheyodim lahakros kein dayanim." You need three people that are able to read off for the yavam, that to introduce the yavam to say, Lo chafatzti lekachta, I don't want to take her. Like dayanim, kein dayanim. I was glad to find just now that the Ritva is bothered by a question that's been bothering me for years, and that is, someone who knows how to read Lashon Kodesh is called dayanim. In other words, asks the Ritva, as long as it doesn't say Yoshvei Krono, some presume that they're able to read Lashon Kodesh. His answer is that if we had not said this halach of Kein Dayanim, then we would have thought even Yoshvei Kronos would be kosher, because there are many leniencies in Mitzvahs Chalitza that you don't have in other cases, because when it comes to all other Dover Shebe Erva, their Hedyotos are not acceptable, even by Dine Mamonos. So we would have thought here, not the Kein Dayanim, that even someone who doesn't know Lashon Kodesh would be kosher. Says Gemara, Tanina lahadetan rabbanon. This relates to something that the rabbanon taught. Mitzvahs chalitza bishlosha shiyodun lahakros kein dayanim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer bechamisha. We said that at the end of today's daf, we're also going to come across this shita. The Rabbi Yehuda holds you need five people, not three. My time of the Tanakama. What's the rationale for the Tanakama? That's his three. The sanya skenim shnayim. Skenim means plural. Two, the maximum of two. We have the Gemara in Bava Metzia on Daf Dalet says, when it says Sla'im, plural Sla'im, it means two. So to here, when the Pasuk says Kain, it means two. Ve'im Bezin Shakul, and you're not allowed to have a Bezin with an even amount of Dayanim. Mosifin Alein Odachat. So we add one more, Harekan Shlosha, Rabbi Yehuda, Zikainim, Ziknei Shnayim, because the Pasuk speaks about Vikarulo Ziknei Iro, so that's two. Zikainim Shnayim, but the Pasuk also says, Falsi Vamta Ashara El Azikainim, so that's another two. Ve'im Bezin Shakul, Mosifin Alein Odachat, Harekan He. So that's where that comes from, according to the Shita Rabbi Yehuda. V'tanakama, hi ziknei mayavile, but the Tanakama, what's he going to do with the word ziknei? It's a good point by Rabbi Yehuda. Mibayle l'ribuye afil shosha hedyotos. He understands that when it says ziknei, it's coming to tell you even three hedyotos are going to be acceptable. Ritva explains that the miut is not a miut achar miut, but rather, in other words, not coming to be memayit something else if there already was a miut before it that we mention as one of the way the Torah is nedreshes she'ein miut achar miut elo l'rabos, and therefore it's coming to include shosha adyotos. Reb Yehuda adyotos minale, and Reb Yehuda, where does he know adyotos? Because he doesn't have this drasha. Nafkale mi le'ene, the pasuk said Amar Mar, and we had a teaching from our Rabbeim, for our Rebbe, La Eine Prat Lasuma. The Eine comes to exclude Asuma. And if Eine is coming to preclude Sum, Shaminada Filu Adiotos, it's coming to tell us that even Adiotos are going to be kosher. Because if you're going to say that there's a requirement of Dayanim who are qualified to be of Sanhedrin, why do I need to preclude blind people? Because we can learn that out from Rav Yosef. Just like there's a requirement that Bezdin be clean in terms of their spiritual state, so too they be. There's a requirement that the physical state reflect that spiritual state. That is a yesod in Kabbalah, and that is everything in the spiritual world is supposed to be mirrored in the physical world, so the completion of Torah needs to be embodied also by the spiritual completion of the Dayanim. Shenema, turning to Kuf Aleph on the base. As the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Kulach Yofa Rayasi Umum Ein Bach. The Idach, and what's the other man the Omer going to do? The Tanakhama that says that you learn from Zikne to tell us that Hedyotos, a miut achar miut, that the Hedyotos are going to be kosher. My Ovidle, what is he going to do with the Pasuk Leine? Ahu lichidir Rava who does. He needs it for Rava's. The Dama Rava Tzricha Dayani, the Michzi Ruka de Kanafik Mipume, Divama. The Dayanim need to see the spittle come out of the mouth of the Yavim. The spit, when we learn in the Pasuk, that the Yavam Amma spits in front of the Yavam. Dichsiv Leini Azakenim Viyarka Vidach Nami Mi Baileilich De Rava. And the other man Damer also needs Rava's teaching. Einach Nami Vel Adiotos Minale. So where does he know that Adiotos are kosher? Nafka Mi Bi Yisra. The Yisra called it. The pasuk says that the Yavama says Me'ein Yavami Lachakin Lachiv Shem Bi Yisra. So Yisrael sounds like that the people who are here are nice, simple Jews of Klal Yisrael. Yisrael koldu v'ida chay Yisrael ma'avdei. But the other man Amar doesn't need that because he learns it out from the pasuk of Zikne. So then, what is he going to use the pasuk of Yisrael for? Bidach b'Yisraelach b'Yisrael. What's that coming to tell us? Chay Yisrael ma'avdei. Boy lech der tana Rabbi Yishmael bar Yehuda b'Yisrael bebezin shel Yisrael v'lo bebezin shel gerim. That the bezin has to be made up, comprised of judges who are Yisraelim and not converts. Idach Yisrael achrinikziv. There's another time that the pasuk says Yisrael as well. V'nikra shmoi b'Yisrael beis chalutz hanal. V'idach, and the man that man d'amar, what does he do with that pasuk? V'nikra shmoi b'Yisrael. Mibalech l'sayim Rabbi Yehuda pamachas in Yeshivan fnei. Rabbi Tarfon was sitting from Rabbi Tarfon ubo yivama lachlots, and yivama came for chalitza v'amar lanu. And Rabbi Tarfon said to all of us, Anul kulchem chalutz hanal. You cry out, chalutz hanal. We learn that out from the pasuk, v'nikra shmo b'Yisrael, beis chalutz hanal. The Idach and the other man d'amar that needed Yisrael to tell us that Adiotos are kosher, mi v'nikra nafki. He learns it out from v'nikra. El me'ata v'karu shnayim v'dibru shnayim. That's so that Ziknei is referring back to the previous Zikanim, and v'karu is not telling us a... Excuse me, the word zikne, according to Rabbanan, we are not using for a drasha. Rather, zikne is just simply referring back to the previous part of the pasuk of also yivamto al ashar el azikanim. So why don't we darshan the amount of zikanim from the hemshech of the pasuk? Why don't we say el miata v'karu shnayim v'dibru shnayim hachanami l'Rabbi Yehuda harekan tisha? So then, in such a case, and what will come out is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would mean 9. Ular Rabbanan, Hareken Shiva, and according to Rabbanan, there'll be 7. Answers the Gemara, Humi Baile Chedisanya. Vikaru lo velo shlucham, vidibru elov. Milamid shemitsin lo etzu ugenis. So we have a separate halacha that we learn now from here, that vidibru elov is that the Dayanim should give the Yavam etza. Etzu ugenis. Shim ha Yehu yelad v'hi zakena. If the yavam is young and she's old, or who zaken v'hi lada, amr la, ma lecha etzel yalda, you who are old, why should you get married to such a young girl? Or, ma lecha etzel zakena, kleich etzel shekemoscha, la tachnis k'tata leveisecha. That's the etza that they give him. So the Gemara is answering Ahumi Boile that this pasuk Karula Zikne Elav Vikarulo is coming and Vidibro Elav is not coming to tell us the amount of Dayanim, but rather that they're supposed to give him an Eitza Hogenis. Marketing three lines before the wide Amar of Nachman. Halacha Chalitza Bishleisha. We paskin that Chalitza is with three, not like Rabbi Yehuda who said it was fine. Five. Hoyel v'sasim latanakav v'sei. Because our Stam Mishnah that we had in the beginning of our Perek sounds this way. Amalei Rav of Nachman Yochim Miu Nami. Why don't we say in regards to Miu the same thing? Disnan. We learned in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Ha Miun v'chalitza b'shloisha. Miun and chalitza is done by three. Of course, Miun is when a girl decides, when she was married off by her mother or her brothers, that she does not want to stay married to this man on this Kiddushin Midrabanan. So Beishame Omrim, if she makes that decision, Beishamram Bezdin Mumchin, the Miyun has to be done in front of Bezdin, who are Mumchin. In other words, they are Bekiim in the Halachu. Beis Hillel Omrim Bebezdin Vishalo Bebezdin. And Beis Hillel says it could be done in Bezdin, in other words, with Mumchin, and also Vishalo Bebezdin, and also not in Bezdin with people who are not mumchim. Elu ve'elu moedim shetzarech shloisha, and both of them agree that you need to do miun in front of three dayanim. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosi, machshirim b'shnayim. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosi say you could do it too. V'am Rabbi Yosef bar min yumi, Amar Rav Nachman, halacha koso zug. The halacha follows that couple. Now what do we see? We see that Rav Nachman doesn't follow the Stam Mishnah, because he says halacha koso zug. Answers the Gemara, hasam chad stama v'hacha trey stamin. Over there by Miun, there's only one Stam Mishnah. However, when it comes to here by Chalitza, there are two Stam Mishnahs. Our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. And that's why Rav Nachman says that we follow Stam Mishnah. Asks the Gemara, but it seems that there are two Stam Mishnahs over there as well. Hasam nami trey stamin inu. You have two Stam Mishnahs in that case as well. Disnan, we learned in Mishnah, Miyun Oisha Chaltza Befanav, if there's Miyun or Chalitza that's done, Yisa'ena Neshu BeBezdin, that the halach is that it works, because it was done in Bezdin. Now we have two Stam Mishnayis that are saying you need three. If it's Mepneshu BeBezdin, then that indicates three. Ella answers the Gemara, you have to give a new pshat. And really, even if there's two Stam Mishnayis, the halacha has lavd after that Mishnah. Elohasam trey stami, hacha tlasa stami. Here, when it comes to Chalitza, there are three Stam Mishnayis. Asks the Gemara, I don't understand your numbers game. Michti, hai stami v'hai stami. Mali chad stam, mali trey stam, mali tlasa. Once you have a Stam Mishnah, what does it make a difference whether it's two, or one, or three? Elamar v'nachmar yitzchak, kol v'stam, rather, there's a different shot over here. Here, when it comes to Shita Rabbi Yehuda, he was cholik in one place, and then he wasn't cholik. Disnan, as we learn in Sanhedrin, said, Smichas kenim ve'egla rufa b'shosh de Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yehuda omer b'chamisha. Rabbi Yehuda there says b'chalisha. When it comes to Smichas kenim ve'egla rufa. And there the Mishnah says, Ha'chalitza minu b'shlosha. V'loka polig Rabbi Yehuda sh'mamina. Ha'dabrei Rabbi Yehuda sh'mamina. So we see Rabbi Yehuda was chozer. So this becomes an important Gemara that emerges from our Gemara, is that we don't follow a Stam Mishnah, but rather we will deduce from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda was chozer. Let's finish up the daf. Shmamina. Amarava tzricha dayanim mikveh duchta. The dayanim need to set aside a place that is dedicated for chalitza. Dichsiv also yivamta ashar el azikainim. As the pasuk says, that they would go to this game. Rav Papa Rav Huna Bered Yeshua, Avdi Uvda Bechamisha. They used five people. Now, so even though our sugya concluded that really you need three dayanim, halacha l'maisa, we need five. Kiman, Reb Yehuda. Like Reb Yehuda, Vahadar Beit. But then Rosen Reb Yehuda Chozer, Lefir Sume Milsa, to publicize
the event of the chalitza.
Flesh out a little bit more what this lefrusim emilsa means. Rav Ashi ikla ve Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi went to Rav Kahana. Amar le silik mar ligabon limiluye bechamisha. We want you to go and come with us to make five dayanim. Amar Rav Kahana have a kamina kamed Rav Yehuda. I was going in front of Rav Yehuda. Va amar li ta sak lezruze dikne. Come and bring reeds to make a place, a makom kavua for the chalitza, as well as it's terufe bechamisha for sume milsa to publicize the event. Shmuel bar Yehuda avikoi kamed Rav Yehuda. Number one, bring these reeds, for to signify the place. And let's terufe bechamisha for sume milsa. Amalei tanina, but he said back to him, be Yisrael. The pasuk says, the hakim shemachu be Yisrael. Bebezdin Yisrael, v'lo bebezdin shel gerim. V'ano ger, ano, I am a ger, and therefore I am pasul. That's why he objected. And Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda objected. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, kigon Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, mapikna memona apume. A man like Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda is so honest that you could be motzi mamon. In other words, you could trust him to take out money because he's an aid that's so honest. Ask the Gemara, mapikna? Sal kadaych, you take out money, va pi shnayim eidim amrachmanim. But doesn't the Torah say that you need two eidim? Ela marona shtar apume. But rather, if he says, I know that the shtar was paid, so then in such a case, then that could ruin the shtar. Now that is a very, very important Gemara in Hilchos Shtaros. And take a look at Tosis Dibra Maskel Marana Shtar Apume, that quotes Rashi, who says that doesn't make the shtar puzzle, but rather you don't rip it up, but you can't collect when he makes that statement, while Tosvos suggests that he's enough to be mechayev a shvua. This concludes Be'ezer Hashem Daf Kuf Aleph in Maseches Yevamos.